Come on now. We are in a new season. You are in your season of manifestation because you're going to know and understand how and why God is moving in and on your behalf. Okay, you're going to understand. The Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. So listen, go ahead, grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Now listen, don't forget to share the broadcast. I'm sharing the broadcast right now. I'm going on Instagram and my other platforms here, and I'm sowing this word, amen. Listen, but listen, it's your time and it's your season. So don't let this word pass you by. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy. He's so worthy. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice, we just serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Come on now. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Come on now. The devil will not have any weapon, any device that he'll be able to bring against you that will ever win. Come on now. See, when you understand that you've already won, the battle is already done. Okay. I'm trying to get somebody just to agree with me that Jesus fought the battle on the cross. High glory. And it's your job. It's our job to maintain the victory. We're not trying to get a victory. We're trying to maintain the victory that was already fought on our behalf. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, come on now. Somebody just get with me. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Hey, Toro Toboko Shata. Come on now. Handerike Shataraba. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on now. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on now. I want you to get this. See, you got to get this principle that you are a son of God. You are one of his divine ones, his divine offspring. Come on now. You are. Come on now. You are in the direct lineage and inheritance line of Christ Jesus, the anointed one in his anointing. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now, where's everybody at? Someone type, it is so. Come on. Hey, glory. Why? Because the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Come on now. Get it, get it. Get this word. How glory. This is your promise. Oh, see, we got to go there. Well, we might as well go there. Come on now. Okay. Let's see here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter, no, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. So that way we can prove this right now, just so that way I can just let you know. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen, come on. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Here it is. Here it is. Come on now. Let's go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you. None of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now listen, when you understand that when you get the word of God, the seed of God is the word of God. And when you understand that God's kingdom, let me just put this banner up here, that God's kingdom, what is the kingdom of God? God's way of doing things. And his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. Okay, seed time and harvest time. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we understand that according to the word in Luke chapter 8, the seed is the word of God. So for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. For all of the promises, this word promise in the Greek is the epangelia, which means an announcement, a promise, the act of promising, a promise spoken or given, a promise good or a promise blessing. Oh, come on, somebody. See, you've been promised an empowerment to prosper. Okay, see, when you understand that, what is the blessing of the Lord? The blessing, according to the Hebrew, is his supernatural empowerment and presence to prosper and be successful. Come on now. When you understand that you have a promise today, you have a seed of promise. Good morning, Doug. Ha, glory. You have a seed of promise. Come on now. Someone type, it is so. Come on now, get this. So all of the promises. So my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my promise, and a stranger they will not follow. Oh, come on, somebody. See, all I'm giving you today and all this week and any other time is I'm giving you the promises of God from the word of God. Amen. Well, good. Well, yesterday we just continued on from what we began teaching. Good morning, Quinteros. Chet and Martha, we were just continuing on from the hour of power that we did on Sunday morning. And if you didn't watch that broadcast, go back and watch it. Amen. Let me know if you missed it. And if I need to send you the YouTube link, I'll send it to you. But listen, you need to get that in your spirit that this time and season is going to be the manifestation of God, of his seed time and harvest in your life. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. See, when you understand that everything that God is doing right now is according to his word. Now, he said, look, while the earth remaineth, Genesis 8:22. Come on now. Get this in your spirit. Genesis 8:22. God's kingdom is built on this scripture right here. Genesis 8:22. Come on, get it. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Why? Because seed time is the period of planting seeds or investing consistently. Harvest time is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. Okay, so listen, no seed, no harvest. You cannot have harvest without first sowing seed. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Rekisha. Oh, my God. Now, in order to even be in the mix for this seed time and harvest in your life, you must first make sure that you are walking in the relationship with the Father. Amen. You must be walking with your Father. You must be walking with your Father. You must be walking. You must have a relationship with your Father. Your Father. I'm not talking about an omniscient God. We already know he's omniscient. He's everywhere. He is all powerful. He is God. But God doesn't want us to relate to him as God. He wants us to relate to him as Father. Why? Because Father is more powerful. Why? Because the Bible, oh, come on now, 457, amen. When you understand that having the relationship with the Father, when you begin to get the Father's heart, God's love and his power is activated in your life. We'll see. Okay, here, see. Woo, my God. Oh, see, someone's messing with the message. All right, we're going to go here. Amen. Okay, now for all you New Testament Christians, amen, let's go here. Amen. Here we go. Okay. We're going to go to Luke here for a second here. Luke chapter 11. Okay. Now listen, he wants you to relate to him as Father. That's what I spoke, right? Okay, here we go. Luke chapter 11. Here's the proof. Luke chapter 11, look at verse 1. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he was done, his disciples, his disciplined followers, not the crowd, okay, said unto him, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, okay, he's given you the map. He's given you the framework of how you communicate and relate to your high glory Father. He says, when you pray, say, here's the first word, our Father. Oh my God. And he put himself showing them that even Yahshua, Jesus, the one who would die on the cross, the one who would redeem us, the one who would shed his blood and pay the debt and the price, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom, your way of doing things, your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day by day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins as we also forgive everyone else's sin. He said, our Father. Okay, someone type, my Father, it is so. Come on now, type it right now, Instagram. My Father, it is so. Come on, get this right now. Woo, come on now. See, he's your Father. Yes, he is God. He is Elohim. But Elohim means Father, okay? He is our creator, but he's Father. We came out of him, okay? This is why. He told everyone, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him, okay? He didn't call him servant slave. He said, my son. And Jesus came back and said, that we are joint heirs. Paul said, we are joint heirs. Okay, you're a son of God. You're not a slave servant trying to get your master to be pleased. No, you're trying to get the approval of your Father. Oh, my God, my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Where is everybody this morning? Okay. Okay. One more scripture, then I got to go. Go to John chapter 1. Okay, go to John chapter 1. Come on, John chapter 1. And we're going to bring it home from here. John chapter 1. Ooh, glory. Come on. Here it is. Look at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, capital W, okay? Meaning this is a person. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Here's how we prove that it was a person. Now, verse 12. But to as many as received him, who? The Son. Oh, my God. To them he gave he power, his dunamis, his ability to become the what? Sons of God. If he wanted us to become servants, he would have said servants of God. But no, he says that we might become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Someone type, I believe it is so. Now listen, here's how you're going to get this in your life. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, when you sow seed, you're acting like the Father. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he what? Gave his what? Only begotten son. So listen, when you understand that God is love, and because he loves us, he gives to us. He doesn't put it with little conditions. No, he gives because he loves. And this is how we need to be walking in our purpose. Our path of purpose is we love, so we give. Amen. How do we give? We give into the ministry. by using the website www.restoredministriesint.org. Amen. Or you can use the Zelle and use our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Now you sow into the ministry because the Bible says to bring your tithe and offerings into the house, okay? That's the ministry house. Now, if you want the prophet's reward, if you want that extra, that superpower in your life, the Bible says that when you give what's called the teruma. Now, let's go here. The teruma, which is talked about a lot in Ezekiel 44:30. Well, actually, that whole chapter 44 is also in the Old Testament too, with Leviticus and Numbers. But it talks about, and the first of all your first fruits of all things, of every oblation. The oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. Of every sort of oblation or teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So when you give directly into the prophet and the priest, which I am the prophet and priest of Restored Ministries International, then you receive the prophet's reward, and you also receive the extra from God. Use my Cash App, $ Prophet Bryant 2023. Amen. Sow the seed. Father, I thank you. But when you sow the seed into the prophet, into my Cash App, now the Bible says, according to Ezekiel, I can declare and bless you, and that the blessing remain in your house. So come on now. Father, I declare and decree, high glory, that this word, high glory, is shot. As they sow seed into the house, as they sow seed into me personally with the teruma, I declare and decree the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and 30-fold. I declare and decree that the blessing shall remain in their house. They shall increase and multiply 1,000 times greater every day. And Father, the favor and the greater and the doors of new beginnings are open in their life, in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss this week. Be blessed.